God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Or we're going to learn God's lesson. As we grow, we make mistakes. David and Bathsheba. We're going to make mistakes. Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. Samson and Delilah. We're going to make mistakes. Abraham and Hagar. We're going to make mistakes. But God is going to correct our behavior. You see, when you grow and become more mature, here's what God is looking for. He's looking for you to grow to a place where he doesn't have to chastise you anymore, that you know what to do. You at some point, you don't need a worship leader. You enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You come in with praise. Peter, he says this. He says that the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold, and he adds this phrase, that perishes. How do you feel about your gold? You probably insure it. You keep it locked in a special place and sometimes don't even tell anybody where it is. You know all about gold and you know the carat structure. You know where to buy good gold. You know you're not getting good gold from Columbia Avenue. You know you got to go down to Samson Street. And you know where to go. Why? Because gold is valuable and precious. God shows you what he thinks about gold. He puts it in the street of New Jerusalem. Here, we crave this stuff, 18 carat, 24 carat. We crave this stuff so much so that it becomes very important to us. And God layers the streets of New Jerusalem with it. What's the message he's giving? Gold ain't that important. And Peter says that the trying of our faith is more precious than gold. Your cable being out is not trying your faith. Cable went down. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father. No, the trying of your faith is not your car breaking down. God isn't trying your faith by causing your car to break down. Child, I'm going through right now, my car down. No, God ain't trying your faith. You didn't get it inspected because you don't have insurance. God's not trying your faith. He's saving your life. But here's the trial of faith. You're doing everything right. And everything goes wrong. You're living like you're supposed to live, and everything goes wrong. That's not the trial of your faith when you are just going through. No. When you do everything right and everything goes wrong, that's trying your faith. The book of Job. Nothing wrong. Everything right. He did nothing wrong. And then everything went wrong. His faith was tried. When has your faith been tried? You can tell how grown you are in God by the severity of your trial. If you sit there and say, I ain't never go through that stuff Pastor Lambert talking about. He ain't preaching to me, praise God. He talking to somebody else. Your time's coming. Your time's coming just for that attitude. Just for that attitude. You cannot walk with God and not have conflict with the world. You cannot walk with God and not meet the devil face to face. If you don't meet the devil, then the two of you are walking in the same direction. I expect him to act like an idiot. I expect him to use his people like idiots towards me. I expect it. That's why it doesn't bother me. I expect to be cut off when I'm driven, riding around and driving in the car. I expect to run into idiots in restaurants. I expect idiots. But the devil's not expecting my response. He's not expecting me to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He's not expecting me to give God praise when silly things happen. He's not expecting me to believe what the word of God says in spite of the difficulties of the moment. Why? Because you're mature. You're mature. You grow. You grow. You grow. I get the email. Your Verizon telephone bill is now available to be paid. I ain't looking for that bill. But now with all this electronic gizmo, they don't even mail my bills no more. They send me an email. There it is. Paperless statements. There it is. At least the bill, you could be a little more, you can lose a bill. If you ain't got the money, you can send the electric bill to the gas company. You got to send that back. That buys you another 3-4 days. But the electronic, you got to go right away, and they take it right out the account. And then they thank you for taking your money. Thank you for paying that bill. What is it a sign of? It's a sign of things changing and growing. The days are gone when your life was run in a little cubicle of life. The world has become all-inclusive. The world runs literally 24 hours a day. Business is transacted 24 hours a day. There was a time when you deposited a check on Monday and it took you 3-4 days before it cleared. Now you deposited Monday, it's available Tuesday. Why? Because banks are transacting all night. They no longer open from 9 to 3. Now it's 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 7. What's happening? Everything's changing but the Christian. We're still whining and crying and fighting for prestige, and it's not happening. God is calling up a nation of servants. And so my question to you is, who have you served lately? People come to me with issues, and they come to me with marital issues, and they want me to force their spouse to be a certain way. I can't do it. You don't understand, Pastor. She won't listen to me. Then what makes you think she's going to listen to me? I don't know. When you're going to grow up and realize, and I'm not saying this with a light heart, but when are you going to grow up and realize that some things require greater effort than others? You can't look at somebody's marriage and just, oh, I just want mine to be like theirs. You don't know what they went through to get there. You don't know the fights they've had, the situations that have come up. You don't know how many times they've had to do without. You see people being blessed by God, but you don't know the story. You came in at the end of the movie. You don't know what it took. Babies get upset. Why can't God bless me the way he blessed Bishop Lambert? Can you drink of the cup that I drink of? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I was baptized with? Can you take what I took and still be faithful? You want the end result, but you're not willing to go through the minors. I served my man of God with all my heart. I served him like Elisha served Elijah. I'd take off work. If he was going to preach someplace, I would call in that day so I could pray and be there when he got there. My greatest desire was to just carry his briefcase. I wasn't thinking about pastor. I wanted to serve my man of God. I rejected my calling so I could serve my man of God. And when he had a rough patch of things going on in the church, when they moved to the new building and the congregation was coming against him and I got wind of it, and me and Pastor Eric Ricks went and sat with him and said, we'll come back home to help you. I was willing to walk away from Bethel and close the doors and go back and serve my man of God. And he said, no, son. God will take care of it. You stay where you are. And God has blessed this ministry to plant other ministries and then become the covering for almost 22 churches. And others want to, but I won't let anybody else in. I'm not looking for that. I'll serve anybody. But it all came from me being willing to serve my man of God. Do you understand that blessings are not unique? Do you know that in the economy of God, the blessings that are on you come from somebody else? And when you disconnect yourself from a blessed person, there's no blessings to come on you? So if you're going through life and nothing's working for you, it's because you've disconnected yourself from a person that it's working for. That's why you need to be up under somebody who is being blessed. You see, immature people say, I'm on my own. I can make it by myself and watch the whole thing crash. But when you connect with somebody, Jesus said, listen, no branch will bring forth fruit unless it's connected to the vine. That's why I have an apostolic father who is blessed, and I submit to him. Pastor Smith bore me. Bishop Ellis takes care of me. And it's because of my link with them. When you get older, when you become mature, you realize you can't make it by yourself. No matter what you think God called you to do, God never called you to be an island. He never called you to be an island. He called you to be a peninsula. A peninsula is surrounded by water on three sides, but one side is connected to something else. Florida is a peninsula, but at the top it's connected. Now you be an island, and the devil will isolate you and cut you off. But when you connect it, when he comes against you, he's coming against everybody you're connected with to help you grow and walk, walk, walk walk in levels of maturity that guarantee you the peace of God. If you're struggling with the peace of God today, and you're finding that your mind is constantly under attack by the devil, you are not walking in God's peace. And the reason that you are not walking in the peace of God is because you have disconnected yourself. You have made yourself susceptible to satanic dealings because you have nowhere to go. And God wants us connected with each other and connected with a body so we're no longer vulnerable to the devil. Stop all this. The Lord wants me to start this. The Lord wants me to start that. Forget all that. If you are genuinely part of a body, God will reveal to your leader, and then they will dispatch you. When Paul was in that prayer session in the book of Acts, he was surrounded by a bunch of prophetic people. And the Holy Spirit came and spoke. And he said, "Separate Paul and Silas for the work that I have them to do." Listen to this. He did not tell Paul and Silas. He told the leaders. And then the leaders separated Paul and Silas. Paul never said, "I'm just called on my own." No, even when it was time for him to go preach, he went up to Jerusalem and preached to the leaders first. He didn't say, "God called me and I don't need man to validate what I'm doing." Yes, you do. Yes, you need validation. Somebody has to tell you whether or not it's of God or the flesh. Somebody. And when the Spirit spoke, he spoke to the leadership council and told them, "Separate Paul and Silas." Now, he could have easily did it, but he said to them, "Separate Paul and Silas." That tells us something. You can't go without your leaders validating it. Now, you take, just sit there and think for a moment. Everybody who went out on their own without any connection, look what happened to it. That's what Gamaliel told them when they tried to come against Christianity. He said, "You remember these other guys that started stuff?" He said, "It all fell." He said, "Listen, we don't know nothing about this." He said, "Let's be careful lest we find ourselves fighting against God." He said, "Because if God is in it, you can't fight it." He said, "But if it's not God, it'll come to nothing." And that's what we're seeing today. A lot of nothing. For maturity. For growing up in our salvation. For helping us to stand. Stretch forth your hand this afternoon. This hand of might. This hand of power, this hand of majesty, stretch it out and bring us to a place where we're able to stand for you. Help us today. Help us to be all you need us to be. In Jesus' name.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.